Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 31, the verses 10 to 14. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 10 to 14. Hear the word of the Lord, you nations, proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will deliver Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priest with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. A theme for reflection is God's promise of renewal. God's promise of renewal. At times we may feel distant from God or powerless amidst life's challenges, whether from family dynamics, workplace struggles, or within our spiritual communities. These experiences of alienation and stagnation can make us question whether we have been abandoned. Jeremiah 31:10-14 speaks directly to this sense of estrangement. It offers a resounding message of hope and divine gathering. God promises to bring his people back from the depths of despair, not just physically, but spiritually. Imagine being nurtured like a well-watered garden, where once there was only barren land, now there thrives lush greenery. The prophet Jeremiah paints a vivid picture of transformation from sorrow to joy, where mourning turns into dancing and silence into songs of thanksgiving. He assures us that God is actively involved, watching over us like a shepherd over his flock, delivering us from the powerful hands of our enemies. My dear friends, this is not a mere change of circumstances, but a complete spiritual renewal where those who felt dispossessed will once again be integral to the community's vibrancy. The young and the old will dance together. Men and women will rejoice over the goodness of the Lord. The blessings that flow from God's hand are not only abundant, but are transformative. They convert our grief into gladness, and our solitude into solidarity. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you feel most alienated or powerless? How can embracing the image of God as a shepherd who gathers and protects help you in your current situation? Number two, reflect on a time when you experienced a transition from sorrow to joy. How did it feel, and what role did faith play in that transformation? Heavenly Father, you who gathers the scattered and heals the brokenhearted, we come before you feeling the weight of alienation and powerlessness. In your mercy, remind us that we are not forsaken, but we are being carefully watched over and gathered back to your presence. Turn our mourning into dancing and clothe us with joy that we may celebrate your unfailing goodness. lead us from isolation to celebration. And through your promises, renew our spirit and our community as we hold fast to the hope of your enduring faithfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.